Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to DoughForTheDream.com. This is Jim Fry, trying to share some information about alternative financing for business, ways to get your business project financed, whether it's a startup or an existing business or expansion. My experience has taken me over all kinds of different types of businesses and situations, and I want to share some of that with you. Today is a brief update. Certainly, you can always request some new subject or send me questions. I answer my own phone and emails. My phone number is 724-238-9799 or Jim, J-I-M, at DoughForTheDream.com. That's DoughForTheDream.com. DoughForTheDream.com. Now, let's begin on today's thing. You know, I work with a lot of different types of people, as I mentioned, and the biggest thing I see is people kind of get bogged down at the beginning. They're like, wow, you know, here's this situation, here's this plan, and or here's what I want to do. But, you know what, I don't really have time. I really don't feel like doing the whole application, the whole business plan, whatever. First of all, as a consultant and as a loan broker, I do that for them. So if you ever want to work with someone that does, I can offer that to you. But if you already have your own lender or your own source, what can you do without doing the whole application, filling out all the forms, without doing the whole business plan? How do you get someone's appetite, as they say in the lending industry? How can you find out if they have an appetite for your deal? Can you get a letter of intent, an LOI, as they say, or a proposal? Well, let me show you. Often I work with multiple lenders when I have a client that comes in and say, here, Jim, here's my deal. And, you know, obviously you have to collect all the information and application, and I help them do a business plan. I help them fill out the forms. I help them get the necessary paperwork. But often before I do that, I come up with an executive summary, and I recommend that you come up with an executive summary. It's a simple, usually one or two page thing, usually like a memo format. On the top, just start with a subject, and I'll use one example that it was a pretty hard loan to come by in this economy. It was an existing golf course, and it had been purchased and was running, and then it closed up and it was for sale at a great discount. So someone wanted to get some quick hard money or bridge loan money to purchase it, get in there, run it, and then they were going to refinance it within a year or two with a regular conventional loan at a better interest rate. So we wanted to get multiple proposals, multiple letter of intents. So what I did is I helped develop a summary, or executive summary. On the top, I had subject, short-term loan request to purchase golf course with restaurant, liquor license, full supply of golf carts, equipment shed, etc. So I kept that subject short. Right away, Semicon looks that, knows what they're getting into. Right under that, purchase price, $1 million. $75,000 deposit paid, so you can see they're pretty serious. Borrowers will bring $450,000 equity injection or the down payment. Then I list legal name of all guarantors, so all the partners or owners, anyone that's going to guarantee the loan. Legal name of borrowing business. Maybe you're buying a business, maybe you're assuming one, or maybe, you know, whatever the case is, starting one, or maybe you just put entity to be formed here, etc. You get the idea, though. You have to put in, and then you put in the name of borrowing business, or the address of the borrowing business. If you don't have an address as of yet, what you can do is just use the managing partner's address, or whoever is the principal person, or your address. It's not a big deal at this point, but address and details of collateral and properties. So, obviously in this case it would be the golf course. Give the address and some details, how many buildings, if you have some square footage. If it was appraised before, you know, this one was appraised back in 2007, so I'll just put in the basic appraisal price at that time. I describe, you know, it's a 1,000 square foot restaurant with a small bar, liquor license, pro shop, 200 square foot, etc. So I kept it simple. Often bullet points are good here. Basically, you want to describe the property as it is today, include a physical description, and you can just have some quick numbers here, a gross and net operating income, any problems or challenges, advantages, features, weaknesses, strengths. You want to keep it simple, keep it succinct and clear, but you do want to list the good things and the bad things. Get the bad things out up front, because it's just going to waste your time. If you hide something, it's going to come out later. You're going to be frustrated because you just spent all this time and paperwork, and it'll hurt you next time if you ever try to go down the road with a lender. And I've seen it happen. People try to hide things, and maybe the lender would have done it had they known up front. But if someone, you know, even if it's a simple credit issue, that, you know, a bill that was past due, and they try to hide it, and it comes up later, it looks a lot more suspicious than if they just brought it up, say, hey, I had this issue, I'm working on it, here's the details. It looks much better when you bring it up front. So, then the next section is the executive summary paragraph. Obviously, the whole memo I'm talking about is the executive summary. But you want to give a brief history of the place. In this case, you know, it was a golf course, opened in 2002, blah, 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 you know. Then you, a couple paragraphs, what are you going to do? You know, a few sentences highlighting the plan. How are you going to get cash flow going or increase cash flow, or what are you going to do? A simple pro forma or, you know, financial projection with gross income, operating expenses, not net operating income. You know, you get the idea. Resume. Especially in this economy, banks a little bit harder. Give the specifics about you or your partner's experience and how it correlates to the jobs and responsibilities of this project. So, you know, who are you? What experience do you have that is directly relevant to running this business, running whatever? Or in this case, you better have some experience running a restaurant, running a golf course, etc. What is your experience? How is it relevant? And, you know, or are you going to hire a manager? And, you know, do you have an employment contract with that manager, etc.? The next section, detailed use of proceeds. Basically, how much you need, how much you have, where you're going to get it, what are you going to do when you get it? You know, if, in this case, this golf course case, it's just a simple purchase price of $1 million. Loan request, $550,000, $450,000 equity injection, minus the deposit paid. But maybe it's, let's say it's a $1 million loan to open a business. You know, maybe it's going to be $200,000 for remodeling, $100,000 for equipment, you know, $10,000 for franchise fees, $10,000 for that, working capital, $50,000, closing costs, $10,000, whatever it is. You got to list it out, break it down here. Again, keep it short and simple. You really don't want more than 10 or 15 items. Keep it, you know, maybe some general categories, but you do want to break it out to some degree. Then the exit strategy. This is, a lot of people leave this off. Exit strategy, kind of a two-part thing. How are you going to pay for the loan? You know, in this case, we're talking about a short-term loan. But yours might be a long-term loan, but from day one, you know, is it a startup or is it existing business? How is the monthly payment going to be paid? Like, for instance, in this case, the partners and the owners are going to have cash flow from other businesses that they own. They already have other stuff coming in elsewhere, and this golf course probably wouldn't earn much of anything for the first few months at least. So cash flow from other operations are going to come in, pay for the loan for the first months, and then cash flow obviously from the golf course restaurants will begin to come in. And then in this case, they're going to refinance it with a permanent takeout, which that's fancy words for it. They're going to refinance it with a long-term loan. So they're looking for a short-term bridge loan, we call it. It's usually a private or hard money type loan at a higher interest rate, often interest only. And then it's like from either a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year term loan. So it allows them to buy it, close quickly. Usually they can close within 30 days, sometimes less. Get in there, operate it, get it up and running, and in 1 to 3 years, they can refinance it with a regular loan, usually probably, you know, much less, you know, 4 or 5% less interest rate. And it'll be usually, you know, if it's real estate, it'll be maybe 20 to 25 years long or something like that. So you got to kind of cover those things, but you can see you can cover all this in 1 to 3 pages, and you really don't want to go more than 3 pages. I'd say keep it to 1 to 2 pages. So that way, someone like me or your commercial loan broker or your consultant or maybe just you can send it out to certain lenders in a certain format, and this is a pretty standardized format, and they don't mind looking through 1 or 2 pages. They can look over this, and then they'll ask you questions, they'll ask for other information, but this gets you your foot in the door. Because if you send them a whole business plan of 20 pages or so, or if you send them a bunch of tax returns or something like that, a lot of them don't want to look at it up front. They don't want to spend the time. They want someone else to look at it and preview it. Or maybe, you know, it'll take them a couple weeks. Yeah, I got your 5 pages of 1 year's, you know, tax returns and your 20-page business plan. But guess what? I'm not going to get back to you for 3 weeks. You know, that doesn't help anyone. This one, you'll get in the door, maybe ask them for a letter of intent or a proposal. They'll get you a letter that it's not binding, and it doesn't say that you're approved, but it says, based upon the executive summary memo you gave me, it appears we're willing to give you a loan of up to X number of dollars with these conditions. Then they'll list, you know, it has to appraise at this amount, it has to have this much, and this. So some things that they'll have to verify and stuff down the road, but at least it gets you moving, gets you, you know, you could spend, 20, 30 minutes really doing this well, maybe an hour at most. You can send it out to one or many, many lenders, get a good barometer of where they are, where the market is, and maybe you can tweak it. They say, you know what, if you had this or that, we would give you more. And so maybe you can go back to the drawing board and come up with some other ideas. This is kind of a hard thing to kind of visualize audio in an audio path here. So I did kind of post this to my blog. It's Dough for the Dream blog, all one word, DoughForTheDreamBlog, DoughForTheDreamBlog.com. It's there. It says apply for a loan. Use the executive summary is the title. But check it out. It's another way just to help you get into the process quicker. And guess what? You can use it for leases for your equipment. You can use this for, you know, any kind of financing requests, commercial lines, credit lines. Quick summary like this can. If the banker, if the lender, if the leasing company, if they know what they're doing and they're competent, they can look at 1 or 2 pages and give you, oh yeah, we're interested in this project. No, we're not. Or, you know what, we're interested if you have this or that or the other thing. So hopefully this is helpful. Lots of other good free information on my blog that I gave you. Or hopefully you find my podcast other than this one. I have short ones and long ones. It's doughforthedream.podomatic.com, and I give away a free ebook at doughforthedream.com. That's doughforthedream.com. And you know what? If you just add /store, doughforthedream.com/store store. There's some things for sale there. So I have a CD, actually a double CD, and an ebook, and lots of other things about alternative ways to finance a business, buy property, commercial lending, whatever. I wish you the best. I invite your feedback. I invite your questions. Good luck. Keep moving ahead.